You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, How to Turn Your Independent Film into a Money-Making Business by Alex Ferrari. For a free copy of the audiobook, head over to www.filmbizbook.com.
Welcome to the Director Series Podcast, a show dedicated to deconstructing the work of some of cinema's most celebrated and influential film directors. I'm your host, Cameron Bile.
At the age of 22, Fincher directed his very first professional work, an anti-smoking ad for the American Cancer Society called Smoking Fetus. Anti-smoking ads are infamous for being shocking and transgressive as a means to literally scare people out of lighting up. Smoking Fetus was the spot that undoubtedly started it all by featuring a fetus in utero, taking a long drag from a cigarette. The crude puppetry of the fetus is horrifying and nightmarish, an unholy image that delivers a brilliant wallop. Shot against a black background, the fetus floating in space resembles the Star Child of 2001, A Space Odyssey. A comparison made all the more salient when given that Fincher has been called a modern-day Kubrick himself, after modeling his own aesthetic after Kubrick's visually precise style. Her World, a commercial spot commissioned by Young Miss magazine, stars a young, pre-fame Angelina Jolie, a particularly interesting development when considering that her future husband Brad Pitt would become a key collaborator in Fincher's future work. Even when working in the branding-conscious world of advertising, Fincher is able to retain his affections for a cold color palette and stark lighting. After all, you don't hire someone like Fincher if you want a friendly, cuddly vibe. The early 1990s saw the director working on huge commercial campaigns with some of the biggest brands in the world. This car's gonna get you. 1992 saw sports gear giant Nike commission Fincher for a trio of commercials. The most well-known of these is Instant Karma, which mimics the energetic pace of music videos. Fincher's touch is immediately evident here, with his high-contrast look that incorporates key components of his style, like silhouettes and a cold color scheme. Nike's Barclay on Broadway is shot in black and white, a curious choice for a high-profile spot like this. The central conceit of a theatrical stage show lends itself quite well to Fincher's talent for imaginative production design and lighting. Like Instant Karma, Barclay on Broadway has taken on something of a cult status, especially because of Charles Barkley's cheeky persona.
Count to yourself whenever you're practicing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's play drums.
The third spot, Magazine Wars, revolves around the conceit of sports magazine covers in a newsstand coming to life and causing a mess. The idea is heavily reliant on visual effects, which comes naturally to Fincher. In 1993, Fincher once again collaborated with NBA superstar Charles Barkley on another spot for Nike called Barkley of Seville, that makes use of the same old-world imagery that Fincher's prime influence Stanley Kubrick used so excellently in 1975's Barry Lyndon, while also foreshadowing the eerie Illuminati imagery that Kubrick would depict in Eyes Wide Shut 6 years later. The piece is textbook Fincher, featuring a dueling orange and blue color palette, as well as theatrical lighting that highlights some excellent production design while casting artful silhouettes.
I'm not leaving!
Cut!
Fincher's spot for Chanel, called The Director, is an excellent example of his grunge glam aesthetic. The piece makes evocative use of its cold, blue color palette and smoky European urban setting, with the director's high-contrast lighting bouncing off the wet streets and old-world architecture. Fincher's fondness for revealing the artifice of the shooting process is incorporated into the narrative, as his opening vignette is revealed to be the shoot for a large movie, with the titular director being shown mostly in abstract silhouette form. Fincher's filmography owes a lot to the work of Ridley Scott and his brother, Tony Scott. Ridley's influence in particular is deeply felt in the fundamental building blocks of Fincher's aesthetic, and Fincher's Blade Runner spot for Coca-Cola seems to be directly lifted from Ridley's visionary sci-fi masterpiece, Blade Runner. We see a dystopian city of the future, characterized by neon lights and Asian architecture, bathed in perpetual smoke and soaked through to the bone. Fincher's signature high-contrast, cold look plays directly into the Blade Runner style, which the young director builds upon by adding his own flourishes, like artful silhouettes and a high-energy camera that screams through the cityscape. Blade Roller is one of Fincher's most well-known commercials, and easily one of his best.
Have you ever paid a toll without slowing down?
It's not uncommon for advertisers to create entire campaigns with multiple spots centered around a singular idea. In 1993, AT&T wanted to communicate how their technologies were going to be at the forefront of the digital revolution, which would have had long-term ramifications for how we live our lives and connect with others. To convey this message, AT&T hired Fincher, a director well known for his fascination with technology, for their You Will campaign. The campaign is a series of seven spots that actually predict many of the things that are commonplace today, albeit in a laughably clunky, primitive form that was the 90s version of high-tech. The spot shows us various vignettes of people connecting with others through AT&T's theoretical future tech, GPS navigation, doctors looking at injuries over video link, video phone calls, sending faxes over tablets, and more. Fincher's high-contrast, cold palette serves him well with his campaign, further enhancing the appeal of this promising technology that aims to transform our lives. Looking back at these spots over 20 years later, it's easy to laugh at the clunky tech on display, but it's remarkable how much of it they actually got right.
You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
The first of several spots that Fincher would take on for jeans maker Levi's, Keep It Loose features the director's iconic blue color palette as a static background, with a variety of actors composited into the scene dancing wildly and expressing themselves in their hilariously baggy 90s jeans. ...1994 saw several more Levi's spots heaped onto Fincher's plate, with Reason 259 Rivets being the standout. The piece features the cold blue high-contrast look Fincher is known for, along with a premise centering around tech. In this instance, a machine that is able to punch a single jeans rivet into someone's nose as a decorative stud. Fincher's next Levi's spot, the restaurant, riffs off the climatic scene of Mike Nichols' The Graduate, with a young man pounding at a glass window to get the attention of his love interest, who is currently out with another male suitor. Like several of Fincher's other works, his treatment of color pits the orange of the warm restaurant interior against the cold blue exterior. Diffused highlights and high contrast lighting complete the look for yet another classic Fincher commercial.
They're gonna send you to school, boy, to spend 4 years learning what 200,000 other guys who've already got the jobs you want already know.
Fincher's last spot for Levi's turns their branding into a counterculture anthem, creating several vignettes of young people rebelling against corporate suit culture, a theme he'd explore again, quite viscerally, in 1999's Fight Club. Fincher's interest in architecture is also apparent in the spot's closing shot, which features Los Angeles' iconic U.S. Bank Tower, at the time unfinished and under construction.
Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, they have ESP, man. I've seen them on the field like cosmic twins. ESP. It's a special message.
Another of Fincher's most infamous commercial campaigns was for Nike, called The Referee. The series features Dennis Hopper as an unhinged NFL referee, who excitedly obsesses over football to the camera in various places. NFL game footage is intercut to match the visceral energy of Hopper's ranting and raving, with Fincher's high-contrast, cold color palette further accentuating his mania. The campaign even boasts that holy grail of commercials, a Super Bowl spot, which riffs on the famous opening sequence of Patton.
Thank you for listening to the Director Series. For a deeper dive into your favorite filmmakers, go to www.directorseries.net.
The Director Series is made possible in large part by our generous supporters on Patreon. Please visit us at patreon.com/directorseries to see how your contribution enables the continued production of video essays and text articles on your favorite contemporary and classic film directors. Thank you.